Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Here we go. All right. Hey, welcome to High School Hoops. Welcome to 2022, Coach.
Thank you. Welcome to 2022 as well.
All right. Before we jump in today, we give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market. They are awesome people. They have actually upped our discount to $400 because I told them that the High School Hoops and Coach Unplugged community needs more than $350. So they upped it to $400.
Nice. So make sure
I know. Is that nice? They're so good. And we definitely needed ours this year. I need about seven of them. Mention High School Hoops and they'll give you $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a little bit of everything. 14-day free trial as it exists right now. It's a one-stop shop. And yeah, I was on calls all last night because I'm batching it right now and talking hoops, and that's what I do. So go over and check it out. It's what helps keep the lights on, helps pay for the hosting and all that kind of stuff. So go over and check it out. Great time. I always tell my players, they tell them to work on their craft. You as your coach should work on your craft
as well.
Okay, Coach, what are we talking about?
I think when you start looking at midseason, you look at key statistics, and I've been watching a lot of high school basketball, your games, other people's games, and have friends.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
And so I would say the one thing that I always is a puzzle, especially at the varsity level, is what we can do as coaches to reduce turnovers, because that's obviously a stat that you're looking at as a coach every night, especially during the midseason, of how well you're taking care of the basketball. Because as you always say, it's about possessions, right? And when you give turnovers, it minimizes your possession count. So,
right. And you've heard me say this, it's a 6-point turnaround. It's 3 points you can score, 3 points they can score. So
right.
It is probably the single most important statistic in high school basketball is turnover percentage. Could be some arguments about that, but it's definitely up there.
I would say that the next one would be defensive rebounding would be the next one. Because those, to me, rebounding and turnovers are all about possessions.
It is. It's all about possessions. And it's also, it's hard because I have a team that we're actually effective in transition.
Right.
However, once we rev up, then we turn it over. And it was interesting. You and I, before we came on air, were talking about how young my team was. We were really emphasizing pushing the ball and getting it up the court. Well, we had the most turnovers we had in like 12 years in our first or second game. And I was like, I was flabbergasted. And they looked at me like, what? Like, I go, you cannot win high school basketball games with 27 turnovers.
Yeah. You're not going to win. About?
Like, it's just, and they're looking at me like I'm from Mars or I'm speaking French. I go, No, like that you can. So they and the great thing, here's a tidbit for the high school coaches out there. They can't handle much, but what they can handle is a few things. And this is something I've learned with a young team that didn't play last year because of COVID, that I have kept everything extremely simple and I've neutralized it to 3 points. And obviously in practice, we're emphasizing rebounding, turnovers, and good shots. Those are the only three things that we are emphasizing every day in practice. And that we have gotten better at all three of those. Now the shot one is probably the least of the three, but the other ones we've gotten pretty good at. It's the same with game prep. Like you just watched our last game, coach, and we had three things that we wanted to do in that game, and we did all three of them. And that's all right. I talked about. And then when we did our film session, they put it in their notebook. And when we talked about a pregame that we talked about it, and before they went out for introductions, we talked about it. I pound in, and one of them for the team that we just played was no open uncontested threes. We're going to make them put it on the floor because the team, you know, we don't have to.
Yeah, it was a good shooting team.
They were catch and shoot shooters. So they were frustrated because they couldn't get the catch and shoot. Go ahead and shoot the 15 footer off the dribble. We're okay with that. And we had preached that enough. And literally that was in 36 hours. We'd played a game on Tuesday. This was on Thursday. But it was small enough pieces that they could handle it. And that's where
– go ahead. Do you think, though, I think the hardest thing with young kids, I mean, even young high school kids, is like you don't want to hold them too tight on a leash to be able to not want to make a play. Right. I think that's the hardest thing as a coach, because there's a difference between a turnover that has really good purpose and it might not – but like when you have a lot of careless, so like how do you distinguish the difference? Because you don't want your kids
I'll tell you in practice how I do it. First of all, we do it in our film sessions and we go, that's an okay, this is a bad turnover, but I can live with this one. One I'm going to yell at you at. like I bring the ball over half court and I make a lazy cross pass and they score a layup.
That's crap. A bad one.
So what I do is I literally, our gym is really small. It's not a field house. So it's a relatively small, it was built 50 years ago, but it's a relatively, and under the basket, probably, I don't know, 12 feet is a wall past. There's a little bleachers that has three seats and then a wall on both sides, if you've ever been in our gym. And I will say, okay, here's a pass I can live with. We're going this direction. I will literally throw the ball off that wall behind the basket. I go, I can live with that one. You know why? Because we can get back and play defense. And I'll make some funny thing. Like, you could throw this ball up to grandma in section 4. I don't care. Because that's a bad turnover and don't do that. But at least we can defend. The ones that result in them scoring or us getting a stupid foul or something bad happening, those are the bad turnovers. And I agree with what you were saying before about not hinging players and not cringing them. What we refer to is, we refer to it as 100% pass. And what I mean is I'm 100% sure that pass is going to get there. That's all. Not that he's going to catch it. But I'm 100%. You know why? Because there's what we refer to as game leakage. So if I'm doing 100% passes, what's 100% pass going to become in a game? Probably an 80% pass, right? There's that game leakage. They never
do. I like the idea that you talk about too, because I think like often kids, there's simple things that they don't do. Like they often don't make a rim read or look where they're going to pass. They just assume that person's going to be there.
Right.
And that changes, that can change 2 to 3 turnovers in a game.
And that's not 100% pass. And that's all. Right. You just need some sort of term, something. It doesn't have to be that. It can be perfect pass or whatever. But it's, I basically say, if you,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don't make the pass, you fail math class. That's what I want you to think, okay? Or you don't graduate high school. Make the pass that you know is going to get there. You can make one of those passes. I know you can. So what happens is, again, do all of those happen? No, I can live with, you know, 9 to 12 turnovers in a high school basketball game. Yeah. Because to be honest with you, probably one or two of them are going to be charges.
Just and it happens.
It's going to happen. And again, there's an example of, do I like charges? No, but at least probably you're being aggressive.
And you're also able to get back on defense.
So I think it's got to be a point of emphasis. And it also, you have to emphasize, kids are visual learners and showing them on tape is fine, but it's got to be more doing. It's kinesthetic learning it's about 60% of their learning is by doing.
Right. And I also think you have to target where the turnovers are happening. Is it turnovers happening because of the pace of your play? Is it right. too fast, too slow? Yes. Because, you know, or is it, you know, is it because they never want to use a bounce pass and they're constantly throwing it in and teams know that, you know, and are they weak passes? Are they because they can't handle pressure? So I think you got to look at two other things too, is like, where are those turnovers happening? Because right. every team is different. Like it might be just because they're at too high of a speed or they can't handle pressure. They can't handle the trapping, you know, is it, how do you adjust your zone offense? How do you adjust that pressure? So there's different, we have to look at different areas of where those turnovers are happening as well.
Yeah. I think where they're happening, and then, you know, I'm not the coach that's going to stop. I'm not going to stop like something we're doing just because there's a turnover, but I don't know if this is educationally sound, but I'll just make, like, they're to the point now that they know I can't handle it. I'll just go like, no, 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 like four times, something like that. Or what? I mean, I'll just reemphasize it and then they'll just keep going. They'll know that, ooh, coach ain't happy about it kind of thing. Just to emphasize that was a really bad pass. And they know. And you can see with my team, you know, what are we, 9 games in, the difference between the kind of turnovers we were having game 2 and the kind of turnovers we're having game 9 are different.
Way different.
So that's the growth that I've seen. It's that point of emphasis, I think, is key to it. Anything else,
Coach? I also think, like, if you do have problems with turnovers, like making it more difficult in practice, always making it harder than it has to be in practice than it is in a game. So 5v4 or 6v4 and those type of things, or a weighted basketball, all those different things. And we're not talking doing it 25 minutes a day. It's small increments of how you structure. But if turnovers is a problem, it's definitely something you have to work in practice every day. Because if you don't have the basketball in your hand, you can't score. So
can't score. You can't score.
All right, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Till next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.